This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Here in Washington, politicians and pundits are trying desperately to set the narrative around the ongoing impeachment inquiry. Whether through President Trump's Twitter feed or Democratic presidential candidates' fundraising emails, politics often takes a cue from the private sector when it comes to talking about some of the biggest issues facing the country. Chara Torres-Spelzi is a law professor at Stetson University and a campaign finance expert who has a new book about this called Political Brands. Chara, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what is political branding?
What I mean by political branding is when politicians use commercial techniques to sell either themselves or a policy position.
So how is that showing up in the 2020 presidential campaign?
In 2020, you have a lot of merchandising by the candidates. Trump, of course, did this already in 2016. One of the ways that he raised an enormous amount of money was by selling his Make America Great Again red hats. Warren has lots of merchandise that says Warren has a plan for it. Kamala for the People has a poster that looks like the Obama Hope poster. Julian Castro has T-shirts that say Adios Trump. And then my favorite one is from Pete Buttigieg. He has T-shirts that say Chasten for First Gentleman, which is a reference to his husband.
The Trump campaign raised $13 million in the first 36 hours after Speaker Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry. How is the Trump campaign branding impeachment?
Trump is selling witch hunt merch. So, for example, you can buy a witch hunt beer cozy, if you wish. Rhetorically, he's also branding impeachment as undemocratic and a coup.
What about the Democrats? I imagine they're using some branding techniques of their own here.
The Democrats are trying to brand impeachment as defense of democracy. They think of themselves as standing up for the rule of law and for the integrity of the next election.
What does that mean for how the campaigns are spending their money?
Well, typically you hire a consultant at a pretty penny and they will message test for you. One thing you saw in the 2016 campaign, especially on the Trump side, is they spent a lot of money, like to the tune of $100 million, just on Facebook ads alone. And so these ads are moving online and are moving into your Facebook feed or your Twitter feed.
Chara Torres-Spelzi is a law professor at Stetson University and a fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice, a nonpartisan policy organization. Her new book is called Political Brands. Thank you.
Thank you.